Great. So yesterday we laid out one of the Yerushalmis where it seems that, you know, Ukmeh Ivuryeh is not 100% clear that it exists, right? Because the Gemara, instead of having Ukmeh versus Ivuryeh, has something versus Matzil Min HaDleika, right? And we talked about sort of just broad strokes what that might mean. Could be, as the Rosh Relayu has it, equivalent to Ukmeh Ivuryeh. It could be like the Gra, that it is a different standard. And we said that that might depend on, right, clearly Matzil Min HaDleika, the simplest understanding is that it's a Hefsid standard. So either you think that it is, if you think that Ukmeh versus Ivuryeh is about Hefsid, so then Matzil Min HaDleika is more likely to be the same as Ivuryeh, or at least on the same, quantitatively different, if not qualitatively different. If you think that... Right, meaning, right, it could be that they're both thinking it's about Hefsid. Maybe the Yerushalmi is a higher standard. If you think that Ukmeh versus Ivuryeh is about it not being a malacha, Matzil Min HaDleika sounds not like that, though, as Josh said. Josh said, well, if you focus on Dleika, sure, but maybe the key there is more matzil, that you're not really doing work, you know, it's external. And then maybe you would see it as Ukmeh Ivuryeh even within that. And that was where we left off with sort of sketching out those possibilities. The second one, again, there are other places in the Yerushalmi. The second one that's really important, especially because it's the one that drives a huge machloket how to understand Rambam, is in Bet Gimel. And I, you know, I was thinking about, but I think it's probably best we read this first, and then we'll have a little bit more evidence in front of us, and we'll have seen even more Yerushalmi, which is great, right? Always great. So if you look at Gimel, so again, let's quickly read the Mishnah. So you will see that it's right the same complexity that we saw before, where you have all these different malachot, which are derabanan, mizaham, and atan, nitio. You do zihum, right? What is zihum? So either it's attaching manure onto a place where there's like a diseased part of the tree, that's the rash, or it's, according to the Rambam, it's putting on foul-smelling things that repel bugs and birds and things like that. Now, what's the problem, obviously, with the Rambam, right? What I just told you. Right? Why is this going to be important, what I just said? Because the Rambam sounds like it's Ukmeh, right, and he's asering it, right? He's saying that this is one of the Malachot Derabanan, which is aser during Shemitah.
Right?
And this is what I told you.
One of the ones that's Mutter during Tosefet.
Mutter during Tosefet, but therefore aser during Shemitah. Right. But what I just said sounds very much like Ukmeh, right? Which is, we'll see where he gets that in the Yerushalmi, but you understand, like I said, the big complexity in reading this sugya over and over is that how you understand Ukmeh and Ivuryeh will affect the way you understand these malachot, and the way you understand these malachot will set the parameters, right? Well, the possibilities of what Ukmeh and Ivuryeh might mean.
Also, what malachot you might have thought would be particularly also during Tosefet.
Maybe. Right. Obviously, the complexity that the Mishnah is talking about Tosefet and not Shemitah. The Korchenotan, you can wrap it, which also could mean all types of things, which is you're wrapping it to keep it warm or keep it cool, or it's to tie it so that it grows in a certain direction.
What's the difference between keeping it warm? It's keeping it warm, making
warm
it better,
in the warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Temperate, your temperate, right?
Climate
control.
No, I understand, but what would be a dialogic difference of controlling that temperature for it? Is it, or in terms of warm and cold, or is there no difference?
No, it's wrapping it so that it stays temperate, right?
That's the rush.
The Rambam says korchen means that you tie the plants that it grows in a certain direction. Right, like you tie it so that it grows.
Like an arbor.
Right, like the way you do with grapes, where you trellis them so they grow in a certain way, but on other trees. Right. The kotmin otan, you cover them with dirt, or you cut the top with dirt or something. like I said, each one of these is a huge machloket. V'osin lehen batim, you make houses. Which is either you cover the whole tree to protect it from the wind or the sun or the rain, or you or the Rashi says it means that you put like a little fence around it so that you can fill it with dirt, right? Like you box it in so that you can fill it with dirt.
A bed,
sure. Umashkinotan ad Rosh Hashanah, and you can water it until Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc. Fine. So skip to the Gemara. Mizahamin et hanitiot. You can do zihu. Thank you. That was a very good translation. That is exactly what you should translate it as. You could do zihu. Aha! You can do zihu. Now all is clear, right? You can do zihu. Matnita de Rebbe. This only works according to Rebbe. Biram kirabanan, but according to Rabbanan, mizahamin matlien bishvit. You can even do zihum and do tila'a in shvita. Yes, I'm translating these all.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
That sounds like a bargain.
Yes. But not on Chol HaMoed. But kan v'kan ein megazmin. But in either place, you can't do gizum. Aval.
We talked about these in the Bavli, though. We had these ones, right?
Okay. Oh, very, very good. Aval no tell who et haro'eh. Right, so I'm going to just take the shot of the Marafulda. The Marafulda says that matlian means to deworm. Right, you can't deworm it. Right, but no del hueteroad. But if you see a single worm crawling on it, you can take that off. Right, that's how the Marafulda understands this. The Rosh Tzurilio says that this is going on gizum, not on mitalin, which is you're not allowed to do gizum. You're not allowed to prune, right, and cut branches and things like that. But if they jut out into the Yerushut Harabim, then you can, because it's not agricultural, right? It's because, you know, it's banging people in the head, right? Or whatever, right? And that you're allowed to do. That's not agricultural. Rabbi Yosa, Amar, Rabbi Avuna, boy. So now Rabbi Yosa says, he quotes Rabbi Avuna, who says, Ma ben hamizahim la'ose la bayit. Right, why is Mizahim, according to the Chachamim, Mutter, even in Shmita, and Osin Labatin is Asur Midirabanan? Right? Aren't both of them in some way about protecting the tree from something? Right? From bugs, from sun, from wind, from rain, something, right? Again, whatever it's protecting, but aren't these both protective, right? That seems to be the upshot. Isn't these... Correct, right? Shouldn't it be? So in the Bavli, what would the answer be? Well, it depends. Is this making it better, or is it maintaining it? And what's the Gemara's answer here? Hamizahim eino ella kimoshiv shomer. Doing zihum, right, chasing away bugs or whatever it is like putting a shomer there to protect the tree. Buy it, but making the house, usen latzel, it makes shade, v'higdela mechamata, and it makes it grow.
From the shade.
Certain things grow in shade, I guess. Yes. Okay, what's the problem?
That's how it says in the Bavli.
Well, it's not what it says in the Bavli. Why? Because it doesn't say Shnei Suge Zihum, right? It doesn't say that each malacha within itself has ways that it can be done l'ukmeh and ways that it can be done l'irvuyeh. It says Zihum is always mutter because it's kemoshiv shomer, right? And batin is not okay because it is, it makes it grow, right? Now,
but in the Bible, didn't we say that was the actually that is
Gizum
is one thing. Mizaki is the other.
We have, no, I thought we said that one belly.
No, we had Tremine of everything, but now, what is this distinction? Again, we have the same problem we had earlier. What is the problem? So again, you have the same problem that we had in Bet-Bet. We have two malachot, which are equated. We say that one is mutter, one is usser. We don't know why. And the Gemara says, because one is X and one is Y. And again, the Gemara does not say ukme. Ivruya. Now you could, without I think too much challenge, read this as Ukme is an Ivruya, right? You could easily read this and say you can't make batin because the shade somehow stimulates growth. Right? And therefore that is Ivruya. And when we say Kemoshiv Shomer, we mean that it maintains the status quo by protecting it from being damaged. You could, if you wanted to, look at this Gemara and say that that's exactly what the Gemara is doing. The Bavli actually addresses case of Zihum, and that's not it. Don't get too worked up on that. Meaning, the principle is the same. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi both agree. Now, it could be that they use terms differently. It could be whatever, so the exact examples might be the same. There might be machloket in the margin of what exactly counts, right? But fundamentally, if you looked at this and you wanted to, you could read this as ukme and ivruya.
There might also be different ways of performing agricultural work in Israel.
Yeah, whatever, right? It could be all types of differences, right? Being that is a discussion elsewhere in the second parak, right, which is, yeah, there are certain things. The Rabbi Huda has a position that's explicitly addressed to that, which is certain things might be mutter depending on the normal agriculture where you live, right, because what is determined to be work is locally dependent. So Mordechai is right. It could be that you could solve a problem like that. So when you see this Gemara, again, if you are thinking in the Bavli and Yerushalmi should be the same, so then you will look at these Gemaras and say, listen, it's not crazy for me to distinguish the same way the Bavli is, and to say that this means ukme evruye. However, if you aren't pre-committed to that, you will notice that just like Matzil min Hadleka, Moshiv Shomer is different then ukme, right? Matzil min Hadleka, we noted that it, just in the language, it opens the possibility that we're dealing with a much higher level of damage to justify it, right? And as Josh noted, one of the differences between Matzil min Hadleka and ukme is that there is this idea of it being mutter because it's external. Forget the quantitative question of how much damage is being caused. The words matzil, and to be fair, the word shomer, focus very much on externalities, right? A fire is coming, I stop the fire, right? That's different than doing something to the tree that maintains its growth. That's different than stopping, right? And meshiv shomer, the language is like that too, right? Meaning, think, if you take the mushal seriously, kemoshiv shomer, it would be, well, what is it really saying? Right? Take it very literally.
A shomer is somebody who protects
it. It's protected. So think of examples, right? Someone doesn't like me, and it's Shemitah. So, you know, I'm letting people come into my field to get my trees because the fruit is hefker. But remember, the tree still belongs to me. If I see my enemy coming with an axe coming towards my tree, and I have no obligation to let him come and cut down the tree, right? So I can hire someone to be a shomer and say, listen, if he wants the fruit, he's free to take the fruit like anybody else because it's Shemitah. But the tree is mine, right? Just stop him either from coming close with that axe, right? Or make sure that he's using the axe to gently knock off the apple, right? So that he doesn't have to climb up into the branches. But don't let him cut down the tree, right? Everyone understands that that is not Ukme, not Evruye. That's nothing, right? That's Kemoshiv Shomer, right? I have a Shomer who is protecting my tree from damage. That's not helping it grow. That's not maintaining its growth. I mean, sure, it's maintaining its growth because if it's cut down, it won't grow. But everyone understands that's not what's going on here, right? This is a much more, the simple words open up the possibility that we're talking about a much farther removed idea. And therefore, you have two times at least, but we'll focus on these two, where the Bavli justifies distinctions between Malachot Derabbanan that are Mutter, Malachot Derabbanan that are Asur, with this idea of Ukme and Evruye, which both of them are very clearly doing something which helps the plant agriculturally. Right? There's no way of really getting around that, meaning saying Evruye, it makes the tree better, or Ukme, it maintains the tree. Right? Clearly, we're focusing on something that actually has a certain amount of impact, either maintenance or improvement on the tree itself. The Yerushalmi both times that you have, that we've seen so far, that you have that same type of structure set up, it doesn't go in that direction. Right? It doesn't, right? It just doesn't go in that direction. Okay? So, that leads not only to what we said yesterday, which, like the Gra, the possibility that the Yerushalmi does not agree with the Bavli. Again, what we have to, as soon as we finish this, we'll have to come back and finish defining it. Right? But in the case of the Rambam, it leads to the possibility that the Rambam may have even rejected the distinction of the Bavli in favor of the Yerushalmi. Right? Which would be very serious. Now, why would you believe this? So, let's go over the facts, right? I think it's probably better to actually do it this way to prove this possibility, and then we'll come back and flesh out, so what do they mean? But let's just get the structure down. So, again, why does this Gemara create an even bigger problem for the Bavli than the previous one?
Because it made sub-distinctions
With the Bavli dealt with, right? The bigger problem is that the first Gemara that we saw has a similar structure. Two Malachot Derabanan, one is Asur, one is Mutter. So we answer, one is Matzah Manat Leika, and the other is not. Here, the bigger problem is that the Bavli in Avodah Zarah, one of the examples that we had was this Mishnah, was Zihum HaZihum Kakashale. Right, that there's a contradiction between Zihum, which is Asur, and Zihum, which is Mutter. So just to remind you, you have it in the sheets, right? But you can open it up, right? Gemara Avodah Zarah. If you want to run and get it, right?
Yeah.
Like not right. So if you remember, in the middle of that Sugya in Avodah Zarah,
it's Zihum,
wait, so the Zihum, the Gemara says Zihum Azihum Kakasha. Right? Zihum Azihum. That's the Gersa, Zihum Azihum. No, that's the Gemara's question, is how could you... The next one. Zihum azihum kakashal. Right? The Gemara at some point in that discussion says, but isn't there a contradiction within Zihum itself?
Right?
Diktani, and it quotes our Mishnah. Matliin, you can do matliin, whatever that is, something with worms. Umizaham min bishvir. Uraminu. Mizaham in anitiyo. Bekorchonazam mekotmotam nosalan batan bashkenotan Rosh Hashanah. But in a different place, it says only until Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah in B'Shviat Lo. So, V'dilma kirev ukva bar chama, damaru bar chama, trei tish kushay avu chad avru yelana, v'chasr chad l'stumi pila b'share. And the Gemara said, well, maybe we accept a similar distinction that we had by Kishkush, where one is Evruye, one is Stumi Pile, hachanami trei zihumume ave, chad ukme ilana, b'share v'chad l'evru yelana v'asr. Which means that not only is it the same structure, but the exact same question about Zihum, the Bavli answers and says, there's two types of Zihum, one which is Asur, one is which is Mutter, one is Evruye, one is. And what does the Yerushalmi say? All Zihum is really Mutter.
You have to say general Zihum.
And what? Why? Because it's Kemoshiv Shomer. Right? It doesn't say there's two types. Right? Now, you could say it believes it. I'm not saying that's impossible. It's very plausible to say that all the Yerushalmi means is the Gizum that we're talking, the Zihum we're talking about here. is the one that is Kemoshev Shomer, right? But there's another type that's not. You're right. But again, it's even more striking that the Gemara is dealing, the Bavli is dealing with the same case, and the Gemara in the Bavli brings up Ivruye and Ukmei, and the Yerushalmi brings up something else, right? And not only that, but it doesn't distinguish within Zihum. It distinguishes between two different malachot.
It's like for the Zihum part.
Right. So therefore, now, if I just had that, it wouldn't create so much of a problem. What creates the problem for people is the Rambam. Is the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hei, Velchut Shemitah, writes, V'lo Yaveg et Simrato B'Avak, right? You can't put on this dust and ashes. V'lo Yashen Tachta Kadesha Yamura Tolat, that's Matli in, right? You can't smoke out the bugs. V'lo Yasuch Ad Adni Tiot B'Davar She'ish Bo Zuhama Kadesha Lo Yochal Ta'ov Kishu Rach. And you cannot do Zihum. How does he define Zihum? Put something foul smelling on the tree so that birds won't eat it when it is still soft. Right? Like when it's a sapling and birds could still destroy it. Now, the problem that everybody has is that what does the Rambam say? He A, forbids Zihum. Right? B, without saying there's Zihum which is Mutzer, Zihum which is Asur, he just says Zihum is Asur. And B, what is the Zihum that he says is Asur? Keeping birds from killing it, which sounds very much like ukme, right? Which sounds like ukme, right? Yeah, so the problem with the Rambam is, wait a second. First of all, he doesn't distinguish between two types of zihum. The second is that the zihum he chooses to forbid is one that sounds really like ukme. You're right. It might even sound like matzo min hadleika.
The Rambam is talking about the Bavli.
So that's the problem, right? So what is going on? So this is very quickly what the Achronim deal with, right? So if you look at the Mayim Chaim, the Prichadash, he says, Kedesh Lachato, Ein Zim Mechuvar. He says, I don't get it. The Masech of Adazar, Meshanin Tre Zihum E Havei, Chaduk Meilana Veshar, Vechalev Ruyei Ilana Veosar. The Im Kain, Mai Shekotav Arav, She'ein Lasoch Anatiyah, Kedesh Lachato, Ofein Onachon, Ein Zim Luk Meilana Veshar. He says, I don't understand. The Bavli says there's two types of Zihum. One which is mutter and one which is asr. One which is ukmei, one which is ifruye. He quotes zihum. It sounds like the one that he's quoting is ukmei. It's keeping birds away. That sounds like maintenance and not making it better. So therefore, if you follow the Bavli and there are two types of zihum and one of them is maintenance and one is making it better, the one that the Rambam describes should be ukmei and mutter, except the Rambam says
ukmei and asr.
Ukmei and asr, right? Very good. That's the problem. So this leads the Lechem Mishnah to say, maybe what's going on is the Rambam reads the Yerushalmi differently and paskins like the Yerushalmi, right? So two steps. Not just argues the Bavli is different than the Yerushalmi and doesn't accept ukmei and ifruyei, but he paskins like the Yerushalmi. Now, that's quite a striking statement. So what does Lechem Mishnah say? So he says, Rabbeinu Zalba Perikei Mielchot Shmita V'Yovel Katav Stam. V'lo Yosuch Ad Anitiyah B'davar She'ish Lo Zuhama. The Hainu Zihum. The Rambam just quotes this. No qualifications. And he said, why not? V'imken Hayel L'Chalik Ben Hanei Trei Zuhame. V'lo Mar Dimu Zihum Lahav Vroda Ilan Asur V'im Luk Be'el Anshari. I don't understand. We have a Bavli. I sent it to you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is what I sent you. Yeah. If you want to look at it inside. Right? So he said, I don't understand. He quotes Zihum. He quotes a Zihum that is ukmei. It's putting on smelly things to keep vicious birds away. Keep away the ravens. I don't know. Very Edgar Allan Poe. I don't know. Whatever. Right? Baltimore. What? Baltimore?
Cloth
Nevermore.
Cloth for Raven Baltimore. It's also about the fucking ravens. Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Ah.
That's interesting.
There you go.
Very cultured.
Yeah, okay. Yesh lomar, derabinu zal svir le de pligei tanoi v'Yerushalmi. So Lechem Mishnah says, maybe he disagrees. Lomaflik ben ane tre zuame. The Yerushalmi does not say there are two types of zuum. Kamoshka derabinu shimshon sham. V'hu zal pazak ketan de matinu da amar ein mizaham in beshvi'it. So how does he read the Yerushalmi? So first of all, he says two things. The Yerushalmi says that Zihum, according to Rebbe, is Usser, right? And according to the Rabbanan, it's Mutter. Why? Because it's only Kemoshev Shomer, right? Good. So now we asked, good. So now we add even another level of complexity, which is, wait a second. Not only does the Gemara have a distinction between, which is not Ukmeh versus Zivruyeh, it says that even the category Moshev Shomer is only Mutter according to, according to Rabbanan, right? But not according to Rebbe. And therefore he says, he must paskin A. He must, so therefore he says, what does the Rambam really think? That the Yerushalmi is saying two things. One is that the distinction between Usser and Mutter is Moshev Shomer, and I may or may not mean Ukmeh. The second point is that the other way of dealing with the stiras is not to come up with qualifications, but is to say that they're simply a machloket. That whenever you see that Zium is Usser, it is
Usser Mutter.
Is Usser. And whenever you say it's Mutter, it means Mutter with no qualifications. Why a stira? Yes, that's called a machloket. But then you would come up with something very complicated, which not only does the Yerushalmi think that Moshev Shomer is why the Rabbanan say it's Mutter, despite the fact that it's only Moshev Shomer, Rebbe, who's the author of the Mishnah, would say it's Usser. So Lechem Mishnah says, Batam, this really isn't Yerushalmi. Now, why would he do this? So why would the Rambam make all those leaps? Very simple. He says, because in the Bavli, if you remember, both the Gemara in Moed Katan and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, how many suggestions do we have to defend each line? A lot, right? This is a host of things. Now, the Rambam has a tendency that when the Gemara raises many possibilities, he doesn't necessarily accept them, and he rather reads the Gemara as going through possibilities, but not necessarily poskening like them.
Usually when they ask questions, that means that something is poskening.
Not always. The Rambam doesn't always do that. That's the problem. The Rambam does this a lot. So therefore, the Lechem Mishnah says that Tam Desfirle the Batzidin Yerushalmi Mishum the Gemara Dinan Lomri Tursa Chesu Lashon Fadai Al Bederach Dilma. Maybe the Bavli said it's a possibility. The Kevan the Yerushalmi Amar Tanoi. Since the Yerushalmi says it is Machlokes Tanoim Bederach Vaday in Safek Gemara Dinan Motzi Mide Vaday the Yerushalmi Zui Dato. So a Vaday Yerushalmi according to him goes against is a possibility in the Bavli. Now, according to that, we have two possibilities, right? One second, we have two possibilities, which is either, we have two factors in play. One is that it's not clear that the level of Ukmeh Nevruyeh is accepted by the Bavli, by the Yerushalmi. It may have a higher standard, and even in that higher standard, it may be rejected l'halacha and may be subject to a machloket.
Does the Rambam apply every to anything?
Any halacha? Very good. That's the next question, which is, well, okay. Does the Rambam really reject any ukmeh whatsoever? Right? Does he really reject any ukmeh whatsoever? Well, maybe. First of all, possibly. Not everyone's willing to accept that. So if you look at Maaser Rokeach says that he do ukme ilana deshari, hainu mishum shenigzama ilach, hainu shechatcho nechtecha anach mimenu v'deshlei amut hitiru lasocho k'moshad of Rashi Shah. So maybe what does the Rambam think ukme means? Prevented from death.
Right.
Meaning it's already been damaged, and now to prevent it from dying, I need to do something. But to prevent some damage in the future, He would say is definitely, obviously, usher. So now, based on the Meiser, okay, So what is he saying? So let's play it out in the Yerushalmi. Why, if the Meiser Rokeach is right in the Yerushalmi, right, that Moshev Shomer for the Rambam is Usser, right, that the Chum says it's Mutter, but Rebbe says it's Usser, because it's protecting you from, it's avoiding a future loss, as opposed to Ukme, which is Mutter for him, which is, it's already damaged, you need to save it.
One second.
Give me another way of justifying, right, the Meiser Rokeach. Give me another way of justifying what I just read. That the Rambam understands the entire sugya in light of the two Yerushalmis. Right? Think about the way he's reading it. That in Halacha Bet, does the Gemara say it's subject to Machlok Tanayim? No. Matzil Menad Leika seems to be that everyone agrees it's Mutter.
That's a preventative.
Maybe not, right? Maybe that what the Rambam is going to say, Matzah Matzleika, is like there's a fire. Exactly, right? That's probably the way the... I think that a plausible way of reading the Rambam is that he's going to read the Yerushalmi this way. Is that every... I don't know, it's in the Peter's New Yerushalmi. But I'm suggesting that what you would say for the Rambam is that either he paskins like the Yerushalmi, or he understands Ukme Ivruye in light of the higher standard laid out by the Yerushalmi, right? Which is that what? Which is that either to understand Ukme, or rather the principle that we want to accept is Matzil Min Hadleika. The image that he thinks is being guided there are something that's actually on fire that you are now trying to extinguish.
Right.
And that's what he thinks is Mutter. Rather than Moshev Shomer, which doesn't that sound like Ukme? Well, then why would the Gemara say it's subject to a machloket tanaim? So according to Lecha Mishnah, he just says there's a machloket tanaim, right? But according to Meiser Rokeach, you could add to that and say, no, what the Rambam thinks is there's a machloket tanaim about something which prevents a future loss, which even within a ukme type svara is plausibly...
So he would say that the machlokas between Rebbe and Rabban is that Rebbe would hold that keeping the status quo would be considered.
Right? Exactly. Is that either you call it Ukme, don't call it Ukme. I think what you can say based on my Zerokat is maybe the Rambam says, if we understand this category of Heter, call it Ukme, call it something else, in light of the two Yerushalmis, what we would come out with is the following. Something which makes it better, everyone agrees, is Usser. That's called working the field.
Right.
Something where it is currently dying, and if I don't do something, it'll be all over. Everyone calls that mutter, and that's called matzel menatleika, which may or may not be equivalent to ukme, right? That's either the Yerushalmi, right? So according to the Lecha Mishnah, this would be Yerushalmi against Bavli,
right?
But it's possible that the Rambam understands ukme in light of the linguistic formulation of the Yerushalmi. And then there's a middle category where I'm clearly doing it for maintenance, but to prevent a future loss. And there's a machloket Rebbe and the Chachamim, and the Rambam paskins luchom. Now, you tell me, why would you have a machloket about future damage? Why would you have a machloket? What would drive that machloket?
If you're not sure that it'll happen. If nothing is actually happening to the fruit right now, that you are...
Josh said one possibility, which is, maybe it's a question of suffering, right? It's just a question of whether you're allowed to do something in case. Okay, fine. More time.
If there's nothing currently happening to the fruit right now, then what you are doing... especially because it's a suffix, the way that you could view it is that either you're preventing a problem, but if you're not preventing a problem, then there's really no other way to look at it other than working the fruit.
Very good. Right. I think the other way of taking it is what Mordechai said, is listen, if something is currently being damaged, right, then when you look at the maintenance that's going on, you can look at very much as I'm saving it. There's this ambiguity that's inherent when I talk about preventing future damage. On the one hand, you could look at it and say, well, I'm maintaining the status quo because I don't want the tree to get better, right? I just don't want it to get worse in the future. That's one way of looking at it, and therefore it would be mutter. The other way of looking at it is, well, you know, if it's not currently in a bad situation and you start protecting it, what are you really doing?
Working.
Yeah, you're working it. You're making it better. Like, you're helping it thrive. Right? Like, if it is not currently in danger, but I prevent it from ever possibly being in danger, right? It's like, let's say the following. I understand that watering is complicated, but let me just forget the halacha for a second. Let me just give you a, right, watering, okay? Define this for me. I currently have a field which is irrigated. And as far as I can tell, at least for the next few days, few weeks, few months, the spring that irrigates my field naturally is going to be sufficient. But I see that in like a few months, at some point, it's not. So then I go out and I dig, you know, a channel from a second spring into my irrigation channels so that even when the first spring dries up, there will still be water coming through the channels, right? Now, you tell me, is that maintenance? I mean, on the one hand, you'd say, listen, it currently has water. It has water for the next month or two, right? So I'm not doing anything now. I'm just making sure that in 2 months from now, it doesn't start drying up. So you could look at it in maintenance if you wanted to, but you could also look at it and say, you know, like, I'm ensuring that it gets watered in 2 months from now. Like, that's... You can formulate it if you want as, I'm ensuring that it doesn't dry up and die. But, I mean, if you were just protecting it, so, like, why don't you wait? Maybe it'll rain, right? And you know what? If it comes closer to the date and you see that it's dying, so you'll start doing something about it. But, like, if... 2-3 months in advance, you're like, no, I just want to make sure that it doesn't dry up down the line. You could say, that's not really maintenance. That's helping it thrive, right? It's working the field, right? And therefore, there is this, right? It's ambiguous, right? When I talk about damage which hasn't hit it yet, if it's burning down and I, right? No one, I think, is going to look at, if your tree is on fire and you come with a fire hose and hose it down so that it doesn't burn down. I don't think anyone looks at you and says, you're watering it so it grows, right? There is a fire on it. I mean, yes, technically. I've put out the fire with water and now the water might help it grow. But you look at it and you say, you are putting out a fire. That's what you say, right? And therefore, for the Rambam, I think you can suggest a very nice... Right. Nice conceptual model, which is everyone agrees that if I'm making it better, it's usur. Everyone agrees if I'm matzil min hadleika, which is a very high standard, right? The mashal, it's on fire, that is mutter. That's not work. The machloket, according to him, is I'm doing something which isn't going to make it grow better, but it is preventative. And it's not yet being hurt, but I'm ensuring that it will be able to grow robustly, right? Maybe not better than it would have, but I am ensuring it will grow robustly. I am keeping the birds away even before they are present. And there, Rebbe and the Chachamim argue and say, either it's mutter, presumably because, well, in the end of the day, I'm just preventing damage. And Rebbe says, well, that's great, except the damage isn't here. So what you are doing is contributing to its robust growth. You are doing agricultural work. You are farming. right? That's what you are doing, right? And based on this, add that to that the Lechem Mishnah, which is that in the Bavli, the specific formulation of Ukmeh versus Vruyeh is raised as a possibility and not necessarily is the only answer to the question, combined with the fact that the Rambam in general allows the Yerushalmi to influence him. And I would add, combined with the fact that, as we saw, it's very hard to define Ukmeh versus Vruyeh, even within the Bavli, it's not crazy that the Rambam would look at the Yerushalmi and say, I am going to accept whatever distinction I end up accepting, I'm going to accept in light of the clearer formulations that I have in the Yerushalmi, and therefore come up with a much higher standard. Either, according to Lechem Mishnah, I'm rejecting the Bavli, right? Or, even if you don't want to go as far as the Lechem Mishnah, you could just say that what is the Rambam doing? He's reading Ukmeh as a Vruyeh in light of the Yerushalmi, but not the way that Rosh Terilio did, which was downplaying how seriously you take Matzah and Adleika and say, it just means Ukmeh, but the opposite is reading Ukmeh in light of Matzah and Adleika, right? Which is, the Ukmeh that we paskin isn't, right, is a very high standard, right? Is a very high hefsid, right? So that's, right? The Chazon Ish raises one more possibility to explain the Rambam, but the Derech Emunah really doesn't like it. Chazon Ish says, what? No, this is the Derech Emunah quotes Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Chazon Ish and rejects it. And he says, Teretz Marana Chazon Ish Shviat Yud Zayin, Sivkat Yotet, De Me'ashnin Nechzi Tvei Ka'avod of Asra Chachamim V'ala Zihum Katav De Efshar De Gazrina Mishum Zihum De Evruyeh. Chazon Ish says, the Chazon Ish isn't willing to accept this at all. He says, the Rambam must accept Ukmeh versus Evruyeh. This is crazy, right? Wow. So he says, the Bavli says there's two types of Zihum, and the Rambam says Zihum is Asur. He says, you're right. Watch this logic. He's like, you're right. Zihum, the Dirabanan of Zihum, is mutter when it's Ukmeh and Asr when it's Evruyeh.
Okay.
But the Rambam Asr Zihum Ukmeh thinks that what the halacha is, maybe based on the Yerushalmi, that we are gozer on the gzera of Zihum of Ukmeh. Gzera atu zihum of Avruyeh, because right, he's like, it's gzera like gzera, right? Which is within the model of Ukmeh versus Avruyeh. You're right that zihum. So how would you read the Bavli in terms of the malacha of zihum, which is itself derabanan? It should be mutter because it is. If it's Ukmeh and not Evruyeh, but we nevertheless, on the level of Derabanan, forbid that which we should have permitted on the level of Derabanan, Gzera Atu. Right? Because remember, because you might end up doing Zihum, which makes it better. Okay, so Mordechai's look on his face is basically what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, which is, listen, I'm willing to talk to Lechem Mishnah, Maaser Rokeach, that the Rambam rejects the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi, or interprets the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi. I'm willing to buy all of that. What you just said makes no sense. He says, Lefize, very simply, okay, Mordechai, this look is Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what Reb Chaim Kanievsky puts in words, okay? Lefize, nafal bebira kol haheter shel Ukmeh ilana. Said, according to this, the heter of Ukmeh has fallen dead in a pit. He's like, what? What are you said? It's Ukmeh, it's Mutter. If it's Avruyeh, it's Asur. Unless by doing it to maintain, you might end up doing it to make it better, and then that's also Asur. It's like, I don't understand. The Eichav Shaladad Mamechsin Tvei Kavoda. And the Chazon Ish says, why is Zihum specifically? Because it looks more like a malacha. That's its quality. He says mechzi tvei kavode. It looks more. No, I'm sorry. He says mechzi tvei. It looks more. And Kamenevsky says, I'm sorry. it looks, what are you talking about? Literally, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, I don't understand. You're telling me that mi dirabanan, this malach is only asur mi dirabanan. Within the dirabanan, if it's ukme, it's asur, and if it's avruhe, it's asur, if it's ukme, it's mutar. Unless it's maintenance, it's ukme, but it looks sort of like it isn't maintenance. Then it's asur, even though it's maintenance, within the dirabanan. Right? And Rechaim Kanievsky says, I just don't understand. He says, Nafal bibira kol ha-heter shukmi lan. The heter, you might as well throw it out. The eich efshar ladat ma mechzi tvei ka'avoda umalo. Said, how am I supposed to know this looks more like it is improving? This one looks less like it's improving. Neither are improving, by the way. They're both maintaining it, but one of them looks sort of more like it is improving it, and therefore it's asur, even though it is maintaining it. He's like, he just says, and therefore what does he say? Chutz medvarim shamru chazal behedya. Therefore, my rule is what Chazal said. He's like, I don't really know, right? He basically said, right, I don't understand the words here. What Chazal said is in the category of asur, is in the category of asur. What they said is in the category of mutter, is mutter. If they said it's mutter, don't tell me it's mutter, but it's asur. Because it looks like it should be usher, even though it should be mutter, even though it should be usher, even though it's all there are buttons. He's like, I don't understand what you're talking about anymore, right? I didn't know what you were talking about before. Please, please stop. And this is like, I mean, this is the problem. I mean, what? Right? Right. Besides the fact, now, I would say that the biggest support from Chaim Kanievsky is the whole thing is there are buttons. Right, we're dealing with the Malacha Derabanan. How can you tell me?
Wait,
but what does that even mean? Like, in the theoretical level of the model that we set up in the Derabanan, this should be in the category of the things that are mutter, but Lamaisa it's not, because we superimpose a secondary level of it looks wrong within the Derabanan to forbid that which is mutter midaraisa, but should be mutter asher midarab. I just, the words fail me at some point. I mean, again, the Chazon Ish is amazing, but like, it fails me to understand what he's talking about. I just don't understand. Like, I'm at the same place with Chaim Kanievsky's. I don't understand what he means. Okay? Fine. Let's chazer what we did. And then, say Tuesday, and then Thursday, you're already on a tuyul in the morning, right? Because it's much better
amount. I think so, yeah.
Right? And then next. Okay, good. So tomorrow, our goal should be tomorrow to try to wrap up a few ways of understanding with me of Ruye, so that we don't really carry over to next week, because next week's going to be crazy, right? Because you have Yam Yam and stuff like that. So let's summarize what we had, right? And tomorrow, we will try to flesh out Ukmei Ruye. Whatever we don't flesh out, you can do it in your own time. I will suggest a few models to you, right? But basically what we had is, okay, we have three ways of describing what's asur and mutter, right? We have ukme versus ivruye, which is hard to understand, right? We have Yerushalmi 2-2, which is matzil min hadleka, which everyone agrees is lekule alma. Mutter. Right? Everyone agrees, Maz, right? And then you have, right, Meshiv Shomer, which is a Machloket, Rebbe, and Zachachamim. Right? These are the three distinctions that we have. Right?
And two and three are from Yerushalmi.
And this, yes, this is, right, this is Bavli, right? This is Bavli, this is Yerushalmi 2-2, and Yerushalmi 2-3. Right? These are the three frameworks that we have. Right? What? Fine. Right? Or Rabbi Shimon, but the Gemara isn't presented as a machloket per se. Right? It's within Rabbi Shimon, but it isn't presented as a machloket. You're right, it's possible. Okay? So, structurally, how do we deal with this? So one possibility is the Rosh Cerulea, which is fine. Okay? Equal. right? Everything will fade. We understand everything this way. I don't know how you can understand Bet Gimel in light of it, right? Maybe it's sort of on the borderline. I don't know. Something like that, right? You could do that, right? You could do what the Lecha Mishnah does, which is Machloket, right? Right, which is Bavli holds a favor of Ruye, right, which is one standard, and this is only a possibility, right? And the Rambam rejects it. Why? Because it's a possibility. Instead, he has a much higher standard, right? Which is Matzah Menatleka, maybe Meshu Shomer, which is subject to a Machloket, right? And he says, basically, what does the Rambam say? Look, maybe Ruye is a very low standard. Yushalmi is a higher standard called Matzah Menatleka, right? Or Meshiv Shomer, and even that's a machloket. We pass them like rabbis. We don't pass them like it. We lehalacha. There's nothing left of Ukmein if we, right? In light of the Meiser Okeach, you could take a compromise position, which is the Rambam doesn't like. We don't have any idea based on the Bavli what Ukmein if we actually means. Says, listen, the Bavli sets up a standard. It's hard to define. Yes, it sounds. The words sound like Ukmein is maintenance, and that seems to be a pretty low standard. Right? But, whatever. Right? It's unclear what it is. And what we have, the evidence we have in the Yerushalmi is that Matzah Menadleika is definitely Mutter. And Moshiv Shomer is a Machloka. So, what you might say is, listen, how does the Rambam understand Ukmei Avruye or its parallel that he accepts? Which is, anything that makes it better, Asur. If it's literally on fire, meaning the damage is happening, everyone agrees it's Mutter. The machloket is prophylactic maintenance, right?
What?
Vaccinations, right? Right? Vaccination, right? Prophylactic, meaning preventing disease in advance, right? So if I ask you, right, the same, right, maybe vaccine is a good example. If someone is sick and I give them antibiotics, I am healing them, right? If I give them vitamins, right, I'm trying to make them healthier. Right? If I give someone a vaccine, what am I doing? I'm preventing disease. So you could look at it two ways. Is it closer to medication, just medication that I'm giving in advance, right? Or does the fact that I'm giving it to you when you're healthy and making you immune, right?
I mean, that's
beautiful. Is that making you healthier, right? Meaning granting you immunity, is that closer to giving you medicine just in advance, right? The difference between giving you medicine and giving you a vaccine is only chronological, right? Whether the disease came first or the medicine came first, or does the fact that it precedes it mean that it's conceptualized as I'm making you healthier, right? And therefore, the prophylactic one, right, the vaccine, as it were, is a machloket. The medicine, right, is mutter.
Okay.
Right, and that's how, right?
So depending on how.
Right, and maybe that's the Rambam understands it. The Chazon Ish, as we saw, has this weird thing, which is maybe there's two levels. There's what should be mutter, right? Be mutter, midirabanan, right? But sometimes that's usur because mechsi. It looks wrong, right? And here's where Rav Chaim Kanievsky says,
what?
I don't know what's going on. Okay? Fine. What we'll do tomorrow is try to finish up Ukmei versus Ifruye. Specifically, as you remember, what we laid out yesterday is that what this might depend on, though not necessarily, is do you think that Ukmei versus Ifruye is about Hefsid, right? Or not Milacha, right? Where again, Matzah Menadleika does sound more like it's Hefsid. And the more you think Ukmei is Hefsid, you either think the Bavli and Yerushalmi are the same, or at least on the same trajectory, right, and the same spectrum of answers. Or you take Josh's position and say, no, the focus is Matzil, and that's what makes it not a Malacha, right? But what we're going to do is flesh out a few models within Ukmei and Ifruye tomorrow, not all of them, admittedly. But a few models of how to understand Ukmei Avruye. Whatever we get through, we get through. Put it this way. If we are running late tomorrow with it, at this point, you will, you know, there's like two pages still left of the Makor, the part we skipped, if you remember. And if you want to just see a good summary, and at this point, because we've spent now 6 days on this, you'll understand where they're coming from. Just there is a long footnote in the Art Scroll where it gives you like three models, very, very bekitzur, right, of what the difference might be between Ukme and Ivruye. And I think those will help us flesh it out, and then we'll leave it there. Again, are we exhausting the sugya? Not by any stretch of the imagination, but you have learned the central halachic thing that emerges from Bet, from Bet Gimel, right? Got an introduction to some halachot d'oraisa and halachot d'rabbanan. Next week, I think we only have 1 day of shiur because of the trips, right? And Chevron on Thursday. And therefore, you know, I'll try to do a 1 day thing. I'm complaining. And then the week after that, we'll do, I guess the week after that, we'll try for Shemitah Ksafim because the year's almost over. If we don't do it then, we'll never do it. You know, maybe next Thursday we'll quickly do the question of Choresh, because we talked about it, right? Is Choresh d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Maybe we'll try to do that in 1 day. I know it's a little bit longer, but we'll try to do that in 1 day. That would leave us, is that our last full week, the week after that? Or is there 2 full weeks left? Two full weeks. Okay, so we have 2 full weeks. So hopefully, I'd like to do Shemitah Ksafim. Beyond that, I mean, I don't know what you guys want to do. Meaning there's so many sicknesses you can